Hello, hello, hello. This is British Jack coming to you from BJFM, Lost Angels, in the province of Pacifica. And this is my show. So, where did we leave off? We were talking about the Empire the last time I was on. And we're going to talk about the Empire quite a bit, because given everything that I've been put through within the last, 6 months, I have no problems voicing my opinion of what's going on. And what went on with me was a travesty. As I said in the last broadcast, they tried to try me for heretical speech. That was what it was called. And in my opinion, that's just, it's just madness. I didn't say anything wrong, and by law, because I'm in Lost Angels, that's technically a free state, we shouldn't have had any of these problems. But it was the Scarlet Brotherhood that jumped the gun and decided to send people across the channel. And those people were the ones that abducted me and destroyed a good portion of the radio equipment that we've got here. So, what does it come down to with the Empire? Is it as simple as good and evil? Is it as simple as right or wrong? There's nothing simple about any of it. What it comes down to is really what people do and what people say. And as far as I'm concerned, it's all about the world and getting everything back on its feet. We've been through hell over the last 50 years. I mean, I won't deny that one. But things can get better. Things have been getting better. Most of the power grid is on for those places that the government, the imperial government, chooses to actually allow to tap into the power grid. Which means those of you living in the Badlands, well, you're just shit out of luck, because you chose to stay out in the Badlands, and you chose to resist the government and what they wanted. Therefore, you don't deserve anything. Do I think this is the way things should be? No, I don't think it's the way things should be. But this is the way things are. Now, the government-wise, what do we have out there? I mean, at the top of it all, we've got the Antiquarians Guild, and that's just under the Emperor, and their whole mission is to guide the Empire. They're the legislators. They're the Old Boys Club. And you're going to ask me, why do I say Old Boys Club? Because they're not voted in, at least not in any civil manner that you would think. You would think that the population had some say, but they're not the Senate. They're a guild. Which means their members are the ones that have the choice of allowing new members in. So it comes down to politics within the guild, and when all of that goes on, well, that's how things happen. So if you wonder why things don't happen the way you would think they would, or things don't happen in any rational manner, well, you're dealing with people that are stroking each other's egos. And, I mean, when you're stroking someone's ego to a certain extent, all you've got left is either someone feels good and they do something because they want to look good, or they feel bad and they make everyone that's around them feel bad. So, with that in mind, we talk about the guild, and let's talk about the princes and princesses. The whole point of this whole structure is actually so that there'll be another emperor. But look at what has changed since the laws were written. The new laws. The Lex... What is it called? Let me look. Alright. The Lex Alexi. It means the laws of Alexi. And one of his first laws was to make certain that only members of his own family line were the ones next in line for the throne. So, I mean, look at things. People are going to be saying, well, why don't we just kill off the entire family and then there's no emperor at all? Well, it's not the case, because then it reverts right back to the guild. So then you've just got just as much trouble. Instead of having one madman on the throne, you've got 20 madmen or madwomen vying for the throne, which could turn things into civil war, and I don't think we want civil war. Civil war would just drive things even further to the brink, further to madness. And what else do we have out there? We've got rogue armies prowling the Badlands. We've got aberrant weather patterns from the nuclear fallout that came from the former Russian Federation. We've got any number of things out there to make your life difficult, so why make it even more difficult? Okay, now we've talked about the Antiquarians Guild, and I mentioned that there were laws that protected you, didn't I, in my last broadcast? And this is true, there are laws that protect you. But you have to realize that these laws exist. So, those of you that are living in Imperium territory, as in the Third Empire, I would suggest going to your local magistrate and actually asking to see what these laws are. Because if you are really careful and if you read them carefully, you'll notice that they're not directed to Atlanteans specifically, which means humanity has just as many rights as the Atlanteans do. And there are some laws that are very specific about the children of Atlantis, and then there are laws that are not. And the laws that are not are the ones that will protect you. So keep that in mind. When the next time an Atlantean lord decides that he wants to take your land because your father just died and you're a daughter, well, you have some rights. If you've got any male kin, then your land automatically secedes to them. Secedes doesn't mean to leave, but cedes to them means that it'll go to them. And therefore, the government can't just take it from you. So, you've got your homes, and you've got all of this. So don't be as afraid as you would normally. This isn't going to be the longest broadcast out there. Alright, what else do we have out there? We've got the Centurion Legions. And everybody looks around and sees these legions. You see their Humvees, you see their helicopters, and everyone's afraid. The thing is, you don't need to really be afraid. We've just traded one army for another. And the Centurion Legion, its entire mission is to protect the Empire. They are the army, so just get used to seeing them around. And if they need help, offer them help. Think about it. 50 years ago, people would look at U.S. soldiers coming back from Syria, coming back from the Persian Gulf, coming back from Afghanistan, and they saw many people as heroes. Well, that's the way the Atlanteans see the Centurion Legions. Well, some of them do, and some of them don't. So just keep that in mind. The Legions are out there to protect you. And they are protecting you from these rogue elements, like rogue armies, like reavers, like bikers, like nightsiders. You don't think about that every day, do you? And this is sounding a lot like propaganda, isn't it? This isn't propaganda. This is just stating a fact. Without the Centurion Legion out there protecting Imperium territory, you would end up with 10 times as many nightsiders as there are currently in the world. And let me repeat what I said. There's over 1 million of those things out there. I said that in another broadcast. Ooh, I'm spreading fear. No, I'm not. I'm spreading fact. The last census that came through, the estimate that was given was over 1 million nightsiders residing within the confines of North America. So, whenever you look at the Centurion Legions and start resenting that they're not doing anything, well, they're the ones sticking their necks out. they're the ones stopping these little blighters from coming in and killing you in the middle of the night. So, just keep that in mind. I am not defending the Empire. If anything, I am the voice of the people. I am the voice of freedom. And, you know, I think we've found the name for this radio show. The Voice of Freedom. Because we've been looking for something to latch on to for a long time now. And up until now, we had defined what we were doing, but we had no name for it. Everybody knew that it was British Jack, and it's not just British Jack anymore. There's a few other DJs that are out there doing this. And there's a few that work with me here in the studio. But past that, that's about how things are. So, now that we actually have a name for what we're doing, the Voice of Freedom will be out there, and we will be spreading the word, telling you what is good and bad in the world, and trying to give you hope when you need it. You need a little bit of sunshine every day, because without it, life gets very, very dark. All right. Okay, community service warnings. Those of you that are out there, that are traveling about the Badlands, or are traveling anywhere within the Empire, especially if you're in the Lost Angels area, and Pacifica, need to be aware that the water supplies are suspect. So you need to be using, the specific kits to identify radiation. Otherwise, you're going to end up poisoned. And you might end up growing something that you don't really want growing on you. So, with that in mind, just a big safety tip. If you look down at a puddle of water and it looks dirty, and you want to have children, don't skimp on the radiation detection kit. All right. What else do we have? We've got news. All right. The government's not going to tell you this, so I might as well tell you this. There was another attack by the Minutemen in Kilestis. This attack attempted to take the life of one of the Praetorian Order. They're not stating exactly who it was, but there were 17 civilians injured in this attack, 10 of which were human. There were 2 fatalities. Both of them were human. And due to the attack within Kalestis, within 3 hours of the attack, the town in which the attack had taken place suffered decimation. So keep this in mind. If you're out there and you're wondering what the Minutemen are doing, well, they blew up a bus. And they killed... Well, they attempted to kill an official. So, whenever people come around and start talking about heroes, the Minutemen aren't exactly heroes. In my opinion, they're terrorists that masquerade as heroes, and in some ways, the population is protecting them. But you really do not want to be siding with these people, especially if the Imperial government finds out about what they're doing, because you are the one that's going to end up skewered on a stick and roasted. So, we've got some news out there. Road conditions are getting better on the news. There has been road construction all throughout the Western territories, the provinces. So, from what I understand, there is a major route being reconcreted, repaved, that's the word I'm thinking of, repave that goes from Draconistra all the way into Pacifica. So, with that in mind, there will be road delays making your way through. Also, be aware that there have been biker attacks on the route from Draconistra into Pacifica. So, be careful on the road and don't stop and pick up hitchhikers. Alright. So, what do we have left? This podcast is going into 16 minutes and we're going to end it so that we don't go on forever. So, those of you out there, just be aware that you are the ones that can make the world a better place. You are the ones that support the government. If you take away your support, there is no government. So, I'm going to leave you with at least something patriotic, somewhat. Thank you.